Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week we'd like to begin by talking about a very timely topic, and that is National Preparedness Month, as we've been dealing with Hurricane Florence and all the things that have been going through weather events. It seems very timely. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, with the remnants of Tropical Depression Florence hitting much of Pennsylvania this week, state and national officials remind residents that September is National Preparedness Month, an opportunity to brace against anticipated issues and plan for ourselves and our families throughout the year. As part of the Awareness Month, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, as it's known, is urging residents to make and practice a preparedness plan, learn life-saving skills, check your insurance coverage, and save for an emergency. Residents should adapt their plans for all types of emergencies and disasters: residential fires, tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, snowstorms, earthquakes, natural gas leaks, and other events involving evacuations. Tips and checklists are available at www.ready.pa.gov. Again, for more information and checklists, you can visit www.ready.pa.gov.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, deals with the Pennsylvania Treasury and what happens when folks forget about their lock boxes and some stored away items. Talk to us about the military decorations that the PA Treasury is holding.
Well, the Pennsylvania Treasury announced the launch of a new state website dedicated to reuniting military decorations that have been reported as unclaimed property with their rightful owners. The new search function allows users to search their names or the name of a loved one to see if the Treasury is holding a military decoration as unclaimed property. In addition, users can look through a photo gallery featuring some of the decorations that are in the unclaimed property vault, as well as medals that have been returned to their rightful owners. Military decorations are often reported to the Treasury as contents held in a safe deposit box that has gone unclaimed or abandoned. Since 2017, Treasury has returned 58 service decorations, some of which have been in custody for decades, to their rightful owners. To search for unclaimed military decorations, you can visit www.patreasury.gov. Again, www.patreasury.gov.
And finally, Representative, we'd like to talk about a bit of an invasive species problem that we've got going on in Pennsylvania, and it's spreading. Talk to us about the spotted lanternfly.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are all too familiar with the invasive species known as the spotted lanternfly. It's a pest native to China and Vietnam, and it was first discovered here in Berks County in 2014. It presents a significant threat to Pennsylvania's agriculture industry. Products specifically at risk include grapes, tree fruit, hardwoods, and nursery items. The pest has since spread to 13 counties, including both Lehigh and Berks counties. And the area where the spotted lanternfly has been found is considered to be part of a quarantine area. While little is known about the insect's behavior and biology, researchers at Penn State College of Agricultural Sciences and the United States Department of Agriculture are working to gather scientific data on how to contain and manage this pest. Penn State Extension has compiled a comprehensive resource website, including a checklist for homeowners in the quarantine area, tips for handling yard waste, ways to report and dispose of the insect, notices of public meetings, along with signs and symptoms, and how the state is managing the response to the insect. For more information, you can visit extension.psu.edu/spotted-lanternfly. Again, that's extension.psu.edu/spotted-lanternfly.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.